prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is an interesting show today. You know, we've all heard of, or at least most of us have even tried, marijuana, cannabis, hemp. It's also known in the Sanskrit language as ganja. And human consumption of cannabis predates recorded history, and it's estimated that about 4% of the world's adult population, about 162 million people, use cannabis annually, and about 22.5 million daily. And their reasons vary from, you know, recreational use, religious, spiritual, and more recently, there's been a lot of attention from the medical community to cannabis as a drug. The active ingredient in marijuana, which is known as Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, is also sold under a generic drug name called dronabinol. And my guest today is Dr. Guillermo Velasco and his group over at the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at Complutense University in Madrid, have been studying the beneficial effects of cannabis. Welcome to the show, Dr. Velasco.
Yeah, thank you very much.
First of all, is cannabis legal in Madrid for recreational use?
Not legal. It's not really legal, but, I mean, many people are smoking and...
Right.
I mean, you are punished if you have it.
Right.
But it's not punished to smoke. It's a bit complicated, but I mean, there is some tolerance, but it's not actually legal. So.
And it's getting like that here in the United States. There's actually some states, like in California, in certain parts of California, it's legal to own up to 3 ounces of marijuana if you have a medical card, and anyone can get a medical card. It's very easy to get. So there's starting to be a relaxation in the pursuit of prosecuting marijuana-related actions here. Now, what made your group first begin to look at cannabis from the medical standpoint?
Yeah, well, we started some years ago, well, together with other people in the lab, just by chance, because there were some other people working in the university with other cannabinoids, the endocannabinoids that are produced by the own body, and we started to try in cells, and some of the cells were tumor cells, and we realized these cells were killed by cannabinoids. So that was the starting point of the story.
Now,
and then we continue with different types of tumors and investigating the mechanism of action and all that stuff.
Now, did it make obtaining grant money difficult for your group as a result, since this is kind of a questionable area, I would imagine?
Not really. I mean, it's true that it's conflicting, so you have to really show that it's working. But once you show that, in general, we got grants and... we got the money to work with it. So it wasn't real problem about that. I think the problem is when you want to translate that into medicine, then there are more prejudices, let's say,
right,
for application in a hospital or something like that. So then you need to convince much more the physicians that that's something that is working. But for the funding, so far, we didn't have problems because of that.
Now, how many studies has your group actually completed so far, observing... the medical potential of cannabis?
Well, we did, I mean, everything is like a whole study, but, I mean, we already published, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 papers on that issue. Because there was an original paper about the antitumoral action of cannabinoids in gliomas.
Right.
And then there were following papers, like studying the mechanism, if it was inhibiting angiogenesis in these tumors or was inducing cell death or... things like that. There, we also published in other types of tumors, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, and breast cancer. There are some things also.
And I even saw some by other groups. One of them in the UK indicating that cannabis is effective on prostate cancer as well.
There have been different groups in the world, also in Italy, in the United States, United Kingdom. So there are several groups that are working on that. I mean, it's something that is now interesting for the cannabis community. So I think many people are working. And we are not the only at all.
Right.
Even the first studies on that were in the 1970s by a guy called Manson that was from the States. And he published the first publication on the antitumor action of cannabinoids in lung cancer, for instance. So, I mean, we are just continuing that, but we are not just the only ones that are doing.
Now, many of the studies, including yours, all point to activation of the cannabinoid receptor. Now, obviously, we know we have these receptors in our brain because of the euphoric effect that THC causes. Are there receptors throughout the body?
Yeah, there are. I mean, like, theoretically, CB1, receptor one of them, is mainly in the brain, and it's not so much expressed in other tissues. But the truth is that the most the researchers are doing experiments, they are realizing that really we have all these receptors in other parts of the body. And in particular in tumors, normally there is an upregulation, an increase in the level of these receptors.
Really?
In the tumor cells. We don't know exactly why, but that could be even interesting because it could be like a marker of the tumor cells. But we believe it's something related to the increased rate of proliferation of the tumor cells.
And obviously that creates an affinity, almost like a targeting, a zero in,
yeah.
A targeting of it.
Yeah, that could be interesting way of targeting selectively the tumor cells because they are expressing more of these receptors. But, I mean, this is complicated because there are, at the end of the day, there are receptors in many different tissues. Also for CB2, the other one, at the beginning was believed that it was only in the immune system, but now people have also found it in other tissues and in particular also in tumor cells. So, I mean, one interesting thing is that even for cells that do have cannabinoid receptors but are not tumor cells, then they don't respond dying to cannabinoid treatment.
Ah.
But in general, tumor cells, they die when you treat them with cannabinoids. That's interesting, and we don't know still why. Because it's not only about the presence of the receptors. It's also about the way that the tumor cell behaves in general, that they proliferate more, they have an increased metabolism. There are many things that may influence that. But that's a real thing, because actually, when you treat tumors with cannabinoids, you can reduce tumor growth. But in other situations, for instance, cannabinoids can be neuroprotective. So for some neurodegenerative diseases or some situations in which you have, like, brain damage, you
right.
can prevent this brain damage by using cannabinoids. So it's
really?
Like, that's the opposite effect. Yeah, it's very interesting, actually.
So it's neuroprotective in certain appropriate instances. And do we know, does all of the benefits of cannabis and its interaction with the cannabinoid receptor, is it all an anti-inflammatory pathway or is it a different pathway?
Well, we believe that the pathway that is activated in tumor cells and in non-tumor cells are different, even though that it's always binding to the same receptor. So, for instance, what we found in our last study was like a pathway that is not really inflammatory pathway. It's just related to other thing that is called endoplasmic reticulum stress.
Okay.
Another thing that is called autophagy. That would be like a self-digestion of the cell. So we, for instance, we found that this pathway is activated when we treat tumor cells with cannabinoids. But for instance, this pathway is never activated when you treat non-tumor cells with cannabinoids. So other different things.
So it's a very selective response, then, in other
yeah.
words. So now, when we talk about autophagy, is this very similar to correcting programmed apoptosis in cells that start to become tumor cells?
The thing is that what we have found is that both things are related. Other people had already seen that. But we found that when we treat with cannabinoids, we activate this autophagy. But then we also have activation of apoptosis. So it seems like the cell is generating a program that includes changes in cellular shape or in other things inside of the cell. And everything is working together to kill the cell. So maybe you need to pass through different steps, like control steps. One of them is you have to activate, for instance, this autophagy. If you get the activation of this autophagy, then you can go to the next step. That would be to activate apoptosis. That would be the program cell death. So it seems that everything is part of the same program. That is quite complex, actually. But I mean, we have found that. We now need to understand why the cell does something so complex. But it seems to be like that.
Now, in many drug experiments, we find that polymorphisms tend to cause different reactions in different cell lines. And do we know that the THC acts the same regardless of the heritage of the person?
I mean, we are investigating that. For instance, something very important for chemotherapy or for treatment for cancer is exactly as you said, that normally you have like different responses, and that's normally related to different gene expression profile, for instance, or different genes, different mutations that can be in different individuals. So we have found that some cells, even in glioma, are more resistant than others to cannabinoid treatment. So we are trying to understand which are the factors that are controlling this resistance. And we found some factors, normally growth factors, that are secreted by the tumor cell and are binding to other different kind of receptors. And this is inhibiting the pro-apoptotic action of cannabinoids. So we are trying to understand that because it could be interesting to reduce the expression of the genes that are implicated in resistance. So then we could enhance the anti-tumoral action of cannabinoids or also for the drugs. Because from the anti-tumor therapy point of view, I think it's important to combine different therapies.
So right, and we're finding cannabis. That. It's better to have multiple therapies, it tends to, we're starting to learn now. Dr. Valesco, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk more about the benefits of cannabis. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Okay.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Confused about which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the three most effective forms of creatine. Creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenix is the way. Progenix represents advanced dairy science, research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to progenexsrg.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenix products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenix banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenix, where fantasy games meet science. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, we've got the Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirts. They look great. You can get one for just $19.95 at superhumanradio.com, so check that out. My guest today is Dr. Guillermo Valesco, and we're talking to him from Complutense University in Madrid today, and talking about the beneficial effects of cannabis on cancer, of all things. Who knew? Dr. Velasco, let's talk about this recent study, the one that prompted me to get in touch with you, the cannabinoid action-induced autophagy-mediated cell death through stimulation of the ER stress in human glioma cells. Can you describe how this study was performed? What did you do? How many subjects? How did it work?
Well, I mean, we were working on that for a while, maybe almost three years. So that was coming from a previous study that we have found, in which we have found that this endoplasmic reticulum stress response, that is a response that the cell makes when there are alterations in the endoplasmic reticulum. So we have found that several genes related with that response were activated when we treated the cells with cannabinoids. So we started to investigate whether this organelle was affected. And then we found that actually the organelle was affected, but we also found these other features of autophagy, that like it's a special feature inside of the cell. So we performed electron microscopy and we found changes in the cell. And then we started to investigate whether there was a connection between our previous study. We have found some genes that were related to this ER stress response. And there was a relation with autophagy. And we found that there was a connection, so we did an in vitro study and then we passed to a study in animal models with tumor xenografts. And we found that also this power was activated in these tumors. And even we generated tumors that were deficient in autophagy. And we found that these tumors were resistant to the action of cannabinoids. So that was a very interesting proof of that autophagy was really very important for the action of cannabinoids.
So now the animal studies, obviously, the next step is human studies, right? Is anyone doing human studies with cannabis and THC?
We did in collaboration with a hospital here in Spain. We did a pilot clinical trial, only phase one, to analyze basically the tolerance of the patients to the administration of cannabinoids for antitumoral procedures. But we also can have access to a couple of samples of patients to analyze the possible activation of these pathways there. And that's something that's also included in the study. So we found that actually in these patients that have been treated with cannabinoids, with THC actually, we found that this pathway was activated in those samples. But now our next aim would be to do a larger clinical trial with more patients and probably combining cannabinoids with other drugs, probably temozolomide, that is the reference drug for the treatment of brain tumors now, to see whether we can have an enhance in the action of cannabinoids.
I'll tell you something. I have a question for you, but I'm going to mention something. One of the things that you should absolutely look into, including as a dual therapy with the THC, is gingerol. The pungent component of ginger, 6-gingerol, mm-hmm. has been shown to reestablish programmed apoptosis in tumor and cell lines, in cancer cell lines. So, yeah. So you have the autophagy-mediated cell death, and then you have the correction in the landscape of apoptosis with those two agents right there.
Yeah,
gingerol.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, there's a company actually in Canada called Alton Pharmaceutical that's now synthesizing 6-gingerol, and they're using it here in the United States as a dual therapy along with along with chemotherapy. And interestingly enough, just like THC, ginger has a calming effect on the stomach and reduces nausea from chemotherapy. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. That the gingerol interacts with the villanoid receptor.
Uh-huh.
So maybe there's the villanoid and the cannabinoid receptor have some sort of reciprocity going on there, you know.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because actually one of the endogenous ligands for cannabinoid receptors that is called anandamide, this can also be a ligand for the vanilla receptor. So it sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of natural products, for instance, curcumin, that is also coming from the powder for the curry.
Oh, right.
The curry sauces that is also having this kind of effect. So there are a lot of natural products that could be combined together. Normally they have low toxicity, and sometimes they have this amazing effect. So that's interesting.
So now these patients that were in the initial, the small human trial, did any of them drop out because they didn't tolerate the THC?
No, really. I mean, the administration was intracranial, so it was the tumor was removed. A cannula was inserted in the brain, and then the cannabinoid was administered. So it was not very easy, the way of administering that.
Okay.
But anyway, they never had like a secondary effect, very strong psychoactivity or things like that.
They didn't have no euphoria from it? Do you know?
No, a very mild euphoria in one of the patients, but not something that really was remarkable. And anyway, that was with high doses. So normally the standard dose was set like a lower dose than that. But it wasn't, because it was the first time that cannabis was administered intracranially, so we didn't know what to expect, actually. So that was something, because we were trying this phase one just to see the potential secondary effects. But we didn't find really something that was remarkably bad. It was very, in comparison, for instance, with the effects of temozolomide, it was even very mild. That is the standard therapy that is being given to these patients. So I don't think that's a real problem for the use of cannabis. Actually, many people, even in the scientific articles, they always say that something that could be harming is the psychoactivity of cannabis.
Right.
But it's true that when you compare that with the secondary effects of many drugs, in particular chemotherapeutic agents that are producing vomits and all these really very strong effects, cannabis is very mild. So,
well, especially since, first of all, I have to believe that most of the people that would undergo this as a therapy, you know, if cannabis THC was made available, and even if it did have it did impart a euphoric side effect, most people are probably accustomed to it because they smoked marijuana as teenagers, and even young adults, and so they're already aware of what it feels like. And in the instance of great illness, that may actually be a welcomed effect, to have that sense of euphoria, relaxation, and so on. Because everyone knows that physicians readily administer to their cancer patients because of the harsh drugs that they have to take, quite often benzodiazepines to help them sleep and take the anxiety away. Well, you know, if they get that as a byproduct using THC, it would probably be welcomed more than anything else.
Yeah, that's what I believe as well.
Now, obviously, the THC that you would be administering to humans would be in the pill form, correct? The pure delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Yeah. That's the idea, or using pills, the pure form, but in different possibilities. For instance, we also were thinking on this new drug that is called Sativex. That is a controlled amount of THC and cannabidiol, that is a cannabinoid, like on a spray. So it's a sublingual spray, so you can administer this mix. Also, there are other compositions that are including the active principle of marijuana or other derivatives. So the idea would be to administer like a medicine, not just smoking, because then you can't control the concentration.
And that's the real issue with smoking. You really don't know what dose you're getting, and it varies by the species of plant as well. Will vary the amount of THC and the age and how it was cured and everything else. So you have to have a more standardized, obviously, approach to delivery. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's true. And also, for the physicians to take you seriously, you need to have something that is a medicine that has something control. If you start to talk about just smoking marijuana, most of them would think that that's just for fun, not for therapy. So I think that's important to stress that it's different a recreational use than a therapeutic use. If you want to go for a therapeutic use, then you need to control doses and to know how to make the administration, and for that you need the medicine.
Right, something that you can just dose easily. And obviously the smoking part is not good for the lungs anyway. So you wouldn't want to have to smoke because of the other byproducts that you would get into your lungs as well. And so that obviously would not benefit anyone. And so a pill form would be a much better alternative. We're going to take one more quick commercial break here. And when we come back, I have a bunch of other questions for you, Dr. Okay. Velasco. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Guillermo Velasco. He is talking to us from Madrid about the medical benefits of marijuana, cannabis, THC, ganja. You call it what you want. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Sciences Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, we've got some great stuff at superhumanradio.com. You know, there's lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. You can get free samples of GLC 2000, of Gamma O, which raises testosterone, of Drive, which is a pre-workout supplement. I mean, there's just great stuff at superhumanradio.com. And now you can also get 20% off a set of Power Block Quick Change dumbbells. It's the summertime and everybody's trying to get cut and ripped for the beach. And that means you have to do some early morning workouts before you have breakfast to burn that additional body fat. And there's nothing better than a set of Power Block dumbbells sitting right in your living room or your bedroom. Jump out of bed, get ready to rumble. So get yourself a set of Power Block dumbbells. Go to superhumanradio.com, click on the Power Block banner ad, save 20% off of anything that they carry. My guest today is talking to us all the way from Madrid, Dr. Guillermo Valesco, and we're talking about the benefits of cannabis and its effects on cancer lines, cancer cell lines and tumors. I have a question for you. I want to go back just for a moment to something you said earlier, Dr. Valesco, about the neuroprotective benefits of stimulating the cannabinoid receptor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that's really the pathway that it's working. And the reason I say that is it's thought that cannabis upregulates an enzyme called aromatase, which increases estradiol production in tissue. And they say that this is the reason that boys who smoke marijuana at a young age while they're going through puberty can to stimulate gynecomastia because of the increased production of this enzyme, aromatase. And it's also well known that the aromatase enzyme resides in the brain as a protective mechanism. If you are hit in the head with a blunt object, aromatase immediately starts to convert in men testosterone to estradiol, and in women it upregulates the increase in estradiol from the DHEA pathway, so that it bathes the wounded area in plenty of estradiol, because estradiol is a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory. It's known to activate FAF, which is fibroblast activation factor, which is on the cell. I'm wondering if that's the pathway that cannabis may be neuroprotective.
That's a very interesting point. Actually, people have found other mechanisms, but it's true that depends on the part of the brain and also depends on the type of damage or harm that you are doing to the brain. So, for instance, some people did like brain trauma, and they found that the mechanism of protection against brain trauma was different. For instance, there are very nice studies also by other group here in Madrid, but I know there are different universities. So they are studying perinatal damage when there is like anoxia or hypoxia in the just newborn baby. And for instance, they have found different mechanisms. So it seems to be that the antioxidative properties of some cannabinoids could be important. Mm. And in other cases, people found activation of the AKT pathway. So it's like a protective anti-apoptotic pathway is also activated in cells. Also, it seems to be different in astrocytes, oligodendrocytes, or neurons. And probably this mechanism that you suggested, I haven't read about that for these neurodegenerative diseases, but I think it's worth to try for the people who are working with that, because maybe that's also implicated. I think my impression after so many years working with cannabis is that there could be differences in each cell type or in each situation. So maybe one thing is what you are doing for healthy individuals, different things when you harm the brain or other mm-hmm. tissue, and then you administer cannabinoids. So maybe once the cell is stressed, then you can activate a different protective pathway. But anyway, I think that's worth to try. So
I think it's really interesting how selective and how variable activation of the cannabinoid receptor is, as you point out. You know how it acts differently in healthy cells versus cells. Yeah. I mean, that's really amazing. It's very intuitive almost.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes it looks like this is magic. So it's doing bad to the bad cells and doing good to the good cells. It looks like it's doing on purpose, but it seems to work like that. So I think that the amazing thing is these differences, and it's very, very interesting to try to understand why one cells behave totally different to the others, what is activated, or what are the key elements in all these pathways. So that's what we are trying to understand now.
Now, a lot of the medical orthodoxy here in the United States who are decrying the validity of some of this research point to anecdotal information, which generally men of science very rarely point at anecdotal information, but ironically, they're using anecdotal information to try to suppress the idea that cannabis may have a value. And what a lot of the physicians who are against this concept point to is that many of their patients who are undergoing chemotherapy are already smoking marijuana because of the anti-nausea effects, and they are not seeing in their patients any miraculous changes in the outcome from those who are smoking, but they really don't know who's using it and who's not, because people are not going to come forth and admit it in most cases because they're afraid of repercussion, legal repercussions.
Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, it's a double moral for this terrible. For instance, we have a society here in Spain for cannabis research, and that's exactly as you said. So something is anecdotal, and then it's good to say that, oh, I have a friend that once smoked and he felt very bad. That's a good argument to say that you shouldn't use cannabis as a medicine. But on the contrary, you need to prove a lot of things and make a lot of experiments to prove that something is really working. Anyway, what I believe is that really, we have to be very serious about how to use it and have all the controls like for other medicine. But I don't think that cannabis is going to be the magic drug that is going to cure everything. It's just a new drug that you could use in combination with other drugs to improve at least some patients. So we have to understand which patients are more sensitive, in which situation it's good to add these compounds to other therapies, and then just use it like any other different drug. So many people are using like antidepressants, I don't know in English, sorry. And I mean, they have a lot of secondary effects, and they create addiction.
Terrible side effects. The truth of the matter is that 50% of the people who get antidepressants, they don't work for them. They actually cause bigger problems. So, you know, I don't see why THC wouldn't be a viable drug alternative.
Exactly. I mean, just if you can demonstrate scientifically that it works and it's good, at least in some conditions in combination with other drugs or whatever, that should be okay. I mean, I don't know why that's not going to be a good drug.
Do you think
that some people are, like, thinking more with the, moral prejudgment about all these things more than with the brain and with the really
the emotions,
facts.
Right. They're emotionalizing it instead of just looking at the actual facts. Do you think that that as a result of this, that companies will develop a form of THC that doesn't give the euphoria, or do you think that's part of the byproduct for THC?
I think some companies are trying to develop that. For instance, the CB2 cannabinoid receptor, so there are two or maybe three, because still it's debated issue. But the second receptor, CB2, is not expressed in the brain, but it's sometimes expressed in tumor cells or in other tissues. So people are trying to develop this specific ligand for the CB2 receptor, so they would be devoided of this psychotropic activity, let's
sure.
say. So I'm not particularly keen on that, but I think it could be interesting. And sometimes for the pharmaceutical companies, it's important to have something that is different from the others and that they can sell. So
that's the real point there, because we know that quite often when a pharmaceutical company discovers something in a natural form, like a plant that has an effect, a medicinal effect, that quite often when they liberate it or synthesize that specific compound, it does not perform the same way as when it was in the plant, because there are synergistic effects that are going on that we're not aware of. There's compounds in there that we can't even identify, that we don't realize have a beneficial effect as well. So because quite often when you try to isolate these things, they don't work the same way.
Sometimes it's true.
What about the angiogenesis? You mentioned earlier angiogenesis, obviously, which is slowing down the proliferation of blood flow to the tumors. Is this one of those things where if healthy cells, it does not stop angiogenesis, but in the unhealthy cells it does?
Yeah. The thing is that, we don't know so much about this mechanism. I mean, we know that, for instance, it's reducing the expression of one very important pro-angiogenic factor, that is VEGF.
Yeah, vascular endothelial growth factor, right.
Exactly. So it's decreasing the expression of that, but apparently it's changing the angiogenesis altered in the tumors. So it's like normalizing the angiogenesis in this surrounding tissue. But it doesn't seem to affect the normal tissue. But anyway, that I don't think that's something that has been very widely studied. So
the reason I ask that is because a lot of my listeners are athletic type people, and we understand the importance of VEGF in making greater inroads into muscle, so that muscle can grow stronger and larger, because we want greater vascularity. So I'm just wondering if marijuana, cannabis, you know, THC reduces VEGF, serum levels of VEGF or tissue levels, then that would have a negative effect to someone who is trying to become a better athlete, frankly.
Yeah, I don't think so, really.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't have scientific evidence for that, because we haven't performed experiments. I have the impression that it's only affecting the tumor. And when we have done something with mice in vivo models, I mean, we never saw something odd or like a decrease in the normal angiogenesis. So we just observed changes in the tumor. But, I mean, I can't say for sure because I didn't do the experiments directly to prove that. But, I mean, I don't think, because the people in general are not having problems when they are smoking marijuana with all these things. So I don't think that's a problem.
That's a problem, I agree. All right, well, listen, what's the next step for you? What studies are on the horizon, or what is your group getting ready to work on now?
Well, we are, on one hand, we are trying to understand more the mechanistic part of the antitumoral action of cannabinoids, also in comparison with the cells that are not tumoral, trying to understand why some type of cells are behaving totally different to the others. And the other part is trying to go for more therapeutic applications. So we are trying to combine with other antitumoral agents and trying to see whether we have a good response. So we have some promising results, and we would like to convince the physicians to make a new clinical trial, and we are trying to work on that. So these are the two main issues, obviously with many details about the mechanism and things inside of the cell, pathways, things like that, that we scientists like. But let's say for a general public, maybe it's too precise. But I think it's interesting to know how the tumor cell behaves, to understand how we can tackle, or we can target something more specific inside. So that's what we are trying to do.
Well, Dr. Valesco, I want to, first of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know it's late. It's what, about 9 o'clock, almost 9 p.m.
in
Madrid?
Yeah,
okay. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to do this interview today.
Okay, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
I'd like to also offer you to come back on the show when you have new research, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then we will talk to you again. Stay tuned. We'll close the show in just a moment.
Okay.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haloperidol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Confused about which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the three most effective forms of creatine, creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate, into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJ
PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenix is the way. Progenix represents advanced dairy science, research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to PROGENEXSRG.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenix products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenix banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenix, where fantasy games meet science. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go out and start smoking weed right away. Right away. I'll wait a little while. You know what? It's something I did in high school when I was younger. So I guess maybe I got some protection out of it then. I don't know. And I didn't want to say that while Dr. Valesco was on the phone with me, because I don't want to discredit him, obviously, and ask him if he's ever smoked weed or anything like that. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of people out there smoking pot today, and it's hard to say whether the benefits that we're talking about here outweigh the risks or the side effects from inhaling smoke into your lungs, which that's obviously a separate issue in and of itself. The research that they're doing it using obviously pill form THC. So, but anyway, it is interesting, and you know, it just never fails to amaze me, you know, the things that tend to produce benefits as time goes on. And, you know, it's, medical orthodoxy will say, no, this is nonsense. But if they can find a way to synthesize a THC that doesn't give you the euphoria or the psychotropic effects and just activates the components and pathways that Dr. Valesco's group has identified for reversing tumor growth, you bet that they'll be selling that and it'll be very, very expensive. So stay tuned. We'll have more about that. Just wanted to mention a couple things and I'm going to close the show. First of all, if you are a salesperson, if you've ever sold radio before, or you're a salesperson in general and you're looking for something to do on the side, you can continue to do your existing job. I have a need for someone to help me as we launch the new radio station. We've got lots of opportunity here. Actually, I probably could use a few salespeople. So if you're out there and you're interested in a sales position, please contact me. Either by email at onair@superhumanradio.com or call the hotline at 206-222-2218. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Make sure you leave your phone number so I can call you back. And obviously the job not only pays well, but it comes with lots of perks like free supplements and freebies. We're always getting good stuff here from people who want us to talk about them on the show. And so, you know, there's lots of benefits. Also, we get press passes to things like the Olympia and the Arnold. And that would mean you'd get press passes, too, to go to any of the shows that you want for free. As long as you're doing some work for the show, you're reporting and so on, we can hook that up as well. So if you have some sales ability, you don't have to quit your current job. You can do this on the side. I have no problem with that. Give me a shout. The other thing is we're looking for a web designer, somebody who can help us modify and launch the new website. Again, if you have background, especially with something like Joomla, if you want to hit me up on the email onair@superhumanradio.com or give me a call over at 206-222-2218 and leave a message, and I will call you back. Make sure, again, you leave your phone number. Tricepta Productions is growing. 2010 is going to be an exciting time. I am trying to find the right people to be part of the team. It's a very, very exciting opportunity, what's going to happen here very shortly. And I'd love to have people who are already into physical culture become part of the team. That's the reason why I'm giving the shout-out on the radio instead of just dropping an ad in the local newspaper when I end up in San Diego, because I want people who first and foremost love physical culture, because you're going to do a much better job if you're working with a company that is dedicated to promoting physical culture and also gives you the time and the respect to develop your physique and do the things you want to do as part of your job. So, again, on air at superhumanradio.com or 206-222-2218. If you have sales experience or web design experience, especially with Joomla, drop me a line, give me a call, and let's chat. Don't hesitate to call, please, okay? All inquiries are welcome. I really have nothing else to talk about. We'll have another show for you tomorrow, so we're going to quit early. Thank you again, as always, for listening to Superhuman Radio. And like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg say, smoke weed every day. See you tomorrow.